I suppose I've also put a lot of stuff in my vortex.
Yes.
So how can I get it? How can I get into my alignment and get to my stuff?
How do I get the money out of the vortex and into the bank?
Yes, what do I do wrong?
Well, there's no answer to that question. What am I doing wrong? Because that implies that nothing is ever working for you, and that isn't true. So that's just focusing negatively unnecessarily. But we know what you mean. If there are vibrational roots to things that I want to be manifested, how do I make them grow? And we say, that's not your job. That's step two, that's source, that's law of attraction. The things that you want are growing, growing, growing. They're gestating. They are getting ready to be ready for you. So the only question is, how do I get ready for them? How do I ready myself? How do I put myself in the receptive mode? Because you see, in this vibrational universe, you're transmitting a signal. And if the signal that you're transmitting says, where is it? I can't find it. Where is it? I can't find it. Where is it? I can't find it. Then even though it's saying right here, right here, right here, you're saying, where is it? I can't find it. Where is it? I can't find it. Right here, right here, right here. Where is it? I can't find it. Where is it? I can't find it. Right here, right here, right here. The signals have to match up. And the signal of what you want is not going to come down to join you there. That's the promise of the vortex. That's the promise of your inner being. That's the promise of your eternal nature. That's the intentionality that you set forth before you came into this physical body. You, in your human form, have to find a way of matching that. You've got to come up to that. And so the way you come up to that is by thinking about what that feels like, if you can, or feeling as good as you can feel as you're going along. Have you ever had an idea occur to you that for a moment felt like elation to you?
Felt like what?
Felt like elation. An idea that just felt, yes, yes, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Then that means you were in that receptive mode for just a moment. However long you felt good, you were in the receptive mode and you were beginning the translation of the vibration into thoughts. And then the thoughts into things. You gotta wonder, how did the things get here? You are translating vibration into things. Have you noticed that there are no pipelines from outer space that are bringing resources here? And yet look at the expansion of ideas and resources that you are discovering and creating as a people here, or as a planet here, as beings on this planet. It's in a state of constant evolution. And so you got to wonder, how do these thoughts get turned to things? How do I, as a creator, turn my thoughts to things? Well, the way you do it is by sustaining the thought long enough that it gathers enough momentum, that the momentum carries it further into the resources that brings the things about. So the answer to your question, you said it's a simple question and could there be a simple answer? The simple answer is momentum. And the answer to momentum is caring about the way you feel. Because when you put an engine that way and an engine that way and an engine that way and an engine that way, you don't get any momentum. You just get stronger determination and a stronger feeling of effort, but nothing moves for you, you see. Yeah.
But I just, it's just like I've tried so long, be so positive and to feel good, and I've not had any breakthrough.
We've been talking laws. And from your point of view, what must feel like theory all day here today. So let's get really practical about it and let us show you. So you just said, I've been trying so hard and getting nowhere. That's why. That's why. Because you can't say that and feel that. In other words, when you say that, feel how it feels. Does it feel happy to say I'm getting nowhere? Then don't keep saying it. But it feels like I need to face reality, and reality is I'm getting nowhere. Well, reality is changing constantly, but it's just changing to more of the same thing because you keep saying the same things and feeling the same way. So is there anything that is different from that? Are you getting nowhere in every way?
No.
So some things are working for you. There are a lot of people in this room, nearly 1,000 people in this room. And you're in the hot seat. That's something. And we had to knock out two people to get to you. That's something too. So say something about that. Say the things about the things that are working for you. Say the things about the things that do feel better for you. Say those mostly, not only, because we know you can't go cold turkey on not complaining. That's asking a lot. But just say more things about what are working and fewer things about things that are not working, and then watch how the fulcrum of your energy begins to shift. I've been trying so hard, you said. I've been trying so hard. Well, that means I'm trying through effort, I'm trying through action, I'm trying, but we want you to do your trying, and we don't even like that word. We want your emphasis to be upon thought and feeling, thought and feeling, thought and feeling. So when you said you've been trying so hard, give us some indication of what you mean by the trying.
Make efforts to...
Like
to
what? Effort like what?
Think positive, to see the pictures of the things that I would like to have, to feel what it would be like to have the things.
All right, so if you're really talking about trying in terms of thought and not feeling like you're making any headway, what that means is while you are offering thoughts toward what you want, and you're calling that trying, you're offering many thoughts about what you don't want without even realizing you're doing it. If it feels like strong effort, it means you're going this way and 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 this way. So the answer is not more words about this. The answer is fewer words about that, wouldn't you say? So when you say, I try to think positive thoughts, I try to say positive things, do you ever try not to say negative things? Not as much.
For instance, when something sad happens, I try to see the good things about what happened.
Oh, but think how much better off you'd be if you just didn't look at the sad thing at all.
Yes, but sometimes it's impossible.
No. No, never. It's not ever impossible. It just feels hard because that's where your patterns of thought have been. That's where the momentum is. So if the momentum is stronger this way, then it feels like real effort to try to go this way. But when the momentum isn't so much this way, it won't feel like any effort at all to go this way. You got that? So this conscious creating is not only about thinking about what you want and what feels good. It's about ceasing the conversation. It's about catching yourself in the middle of it. It's about noticing just your word, it's impossible. Oh, what strong momentum in opposition to what you want that is. So next time you say it's impossible, stop and say, wait a minute, that can't be. It's not impossible. It's just hard. So we're going to ask you some questions, and you're really going to like this. Which of these words feel like more momentum in opposition to what you want? Which are the strongest words working against your desire? Impossible or difficult?
Impossible.
Impossible is a much stronger word of resistance, isn't it? Which is a stronger word of resistance? Difficult or sometimes difficult?
Difficult.
Difficult or sometimes difficult?
Difficult.
Difficult is much stronger than sometimes difficult. Which is a stronger word? Which is stronger resistance? Unpleasant? Well, we're going to say something ridiculous, or pleasant?
Unpleasant.
What's a softer word than unwanted?
Wanted.
Way softer, but what's incrementally softer than unwanted?
Sometimes unwanted.
That's easy, isn't it? So it's about catching yourself incrementally, because law of attraction won't let you make big jumps. It only gives you things that are in the vicinity of where you are. And humans, oh, we love you so much. We do. You know what's coming next. You're dramatic. You want to be dramatic. You're emphatic. Because when you're standing where you don't want to be, knowing what you want is seemingly out of reach, you want to defend why you're standing where you're standing. So you explain. You explain why it's hard, or you explain that it is hard, or you feel jealous that it isn't hard for that one or that one or that one, but it is hard for you. So it's the incremental steps that are necessary. And there's no bigger reward for the discovery of the difference between impossible and difficult than there is for impossible and absolutely possible. There's no one assigning any marks on the chart for it. It's just that when you begin to feel, and it's an incremental thing, like more and more and more things are possible, you get more and more ideas and more thoughts turn to things until the evidence of your own life, and you have plenty of evidence of your own life already, but the evidence of your own life shows you the possible, you see. So there are things that from where you stand look not possible. You can't be in Rome now. That is impossible to instantaneously be there. But are any of you really asking to be transported from one place to another in a moment?
No.
And so aren't we talking about the same thing? Isn't it fine to give yourself the opportunity to take the journey from here to there? And isn't it fine to give yourself the opportunity to take the journey and enjoy the journey, to know that the impossible is going to be more possible, more and more and more and more possible, and then one day you're going to wake up docked at the port in Rome, and you're going to say, my dream has come true? Well, it's not so different taking those vibrational journeys, is it? But if every day, you said impossible, in other words, in a real enactment of what goes on with so many vibrations, if that feeling of impossibility, just because you can't be in Rome today, if that feeling of impossibility were being translated, then this ship would be going around in a very tight circle right here in this water. Every day, we're no closer to Rome. 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 And you say, it's impossible. And we say, yeah, because you're not doing something. Hello, Captain. You see what we're getting at? You just can't keep saying the same things and get closer to what you want. You have to start saying different things that move you in the direction of what you are wanting. And as you do that, then the evidence of the releasing of resistance, you stop putting that emphasis or those engines on that end of the track and put more and more on this end of the track. So not only do you move more swiftly, but you feel more joyous as you move. And before you know it, that destination almost feels irrelevant, because life is causing you to feed more into the vortex. The vortex is churning and gathering the cooperative components. You're in alignment, being surprised and delighted all day, every day by new manifestations that are coming to you through the translation of your own realization. You see? You feel better, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So now you can't even ask that original question, can you? It's in a different place. Your point of attraction is in an entirely different place. Just from this brief conversation that has shifted your point of view and your point of attraction. And there will be evidence of many things showing up in relatively short periods of time as emphasis and manifestational evidence of that shift. Good?
Yes, very good.
Really good.
Thank you.